Now to what you may have to pay for health insurance. Dozens of insurers selling plans under Obamacare have requested big premium increases for next year. We're talking maybe 30, 40% more in some cases. But Gail Walensky, senior fellow at Project Hope, says it's too early to take these numbers to the bank. Walensky, who advised the first President Bush on health care matters, does say somewhat higher premiums are likely.
Insurers had very little information for either 2014 or 2015. They had proposed their 2015 rates before they actually had very much experience because they had to propose them by June and July. And if you can remember, the enrollment period was extended in order to try to get as many people as possible. So they had almost no experience when they had to go in for the 2015 rates. But now they know something about what the rates are. And so they are likely to be more real than they were before. There's also talk that some of the increase is because drug costs have increased this year, although actually it looks like the people in the exchange have had thus far lower drug expenses per person than those enrolled in employer-sponsored plans. So that may be a contributing factor, but it's certainly not the driving factor. Probably this is now a better reflection of what it costs to provide care than the average 5% premium that was reported for 2015 for plans in the exchange.
Would it be fair then to say this is the new normal or something like this is the new normal?
It's at least the new normal for right now. What we don't know is whether there's some catch-up going on for people who may have had periods without insurance coverage who need to get themselves in a steady state, better health position. And if that happens, whether that would favorably impact their health care expenditures is something we'll have to see. You know, we've assumed that people who don't have health insurance are probably sicker or at least may have more chronic diseases that haven't been well cared for. We didn't hear a lot of increased use being reported by physicians and emergency rooms or hospitals initially, but there has been some time now for people to understand the plans to use them. A lot of them do have high deductibles, and that may have tempered the use of some of the plans. But I think probably overall what we're seeing now is that the numbers that are coming in for 2016 are probably better numbers reflecting the actual expected use of healthcare than what happened in 2014 and 2015.
Gail Walensky, senior fellow at Project Hope. She was on Skype.